Blog Talk Radio.
Yellow desert screen. My chain with love.
It's Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince in the Bay, your host for the next 2 hours here on Blog Talk Radio. Give me a call at 347-826-7667. Want to thank all the folks who made the quick jump into the chat room here. It's a lot of a big tip of the hat to Debbie Daly for having me on her show earlier and bringing the party over here to my program. It's great to have her aboard, as well as Iconoclast Texas, JYD Radio, Mintman, Paisley 716, PD of LA, Sweet and Friends, and Tracy Gamore. Lovely to have all of you with me here this fine evening here on the West Coast. It's 11:09 here, Pacific Standard Time. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Your calls take priority. I will, however, go into some other business here as well. I will cover the news later and also answer some viewer mail and possibly try to work in some Twitter feed excitement for you. I like to go on to, I'm a Twitter addict, and BTR is pretty close, but I'm way more addicted to Twitter. BTR, I'm almost as addicted to, and at one point was more addicted to BTR than I was Twitter. But Twitter has been pretty solid as my social networking site or medium of choice. And I enjoy it. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VTOCCE. That's VTOCJ. That's right, I'm Italian and Irish. That makes me 100% Catholic. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is fantastic. It's a Saturday night slash Sunday morning for a lot of you. Maybe you're winding down your evening. Or maybe you're like me, you're just kicking it off. We're just getting warmed up here, folks. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. We go to the lines from the 225. You're on the air. Please identify yourself.
Hey, what's up, Vince? This is PD of LA. What's happening, man?
Nothing much, bro. What's the haps, PD?
Nothing much, man. Just hanging out. Wondering what happened last show, you know?
Were you here the last show?
Well, Debbie's show. When you was on Debbie's show, I was trying to call in because she said she
oh.
was about the troll or, you know, whatever.
Oh, you're the troll? Or?
Well, she thought I'm. I guess she thinks I'm a troll. I don't know.
Oh.
I thought I gave her much comments, but I don't know. So what's up with you, man? What's up on the East Coast?
I'm not on the West Coast.
West Coast.
Things are good. It's we've had a small little monsoon here for the past I'd say 24 hours solid. It's been really wet and rainy.
Yeah, wow, man. I think we might have one coming up towards us, but I don't know if it's gonna hit us.
Yeah.
Not a monsoon though. I mean, it's like a low tropical.
No, this is not a monsoon either. I'm over exaggerating. By our standards, it was a monsoon, mm-hmm. but we're lucky if we get rain for 3 months solid a year.
Let me ask you this, Ben. I have to ask you something. Now I heard from a few people that on one side says weed is not legal in California now. On the other side, I hear that it is legal. Which one?
They're both correct. California law allows for marijuana for medicinal use, And it's been adopted by cities and counties throughout the state. But the federal law still prohibits the sale or use of marijuana. So the feds can nab you if they want. They have shown to be pretty lenient out here. The market for dispensaries has skyrocketed. And in a lot of the urban areas, you can find it pretty easy. It's not too hard. It's basically legal here as it is. And they almost passed that law that they were going to essentially try to decriminalize it and regulate it and tax it. And I thought that it was written really – I didn't really like the way it was written. I'm kind of glad that it didn't pass because
well,
I think it could have been
– How's crack sales?
How are crack sales? I don't know. I don't sell crack. I don't sell crack.
No, but I mean, they have to have it. You know, I mean, if they publicize so much about a weed, I mean, they have to publicize about crack and acid and.
Oh, I'm sure there's studies. I have no idea. I don't know.
It's a joke, man. Nah, I know. I know you don't sell crack. I know you hit a little bit of Cheetos late at night. You know, for some reason, I don't know why. I'm not gonna say you do anything that would cause munchies, but you know, you hit Cheetos and probably Pop Tarts and milk and all that other good stuff late at night.
Actually, I don't like the Cheetos so much. I do like anything Reese's. Reese's has like I found out that Reese's has over 8,000 different products apparently.
Huh? I know of Reese's peanut butter cups and Reese's peanut the little things. I don't know about anything else.
Have you had the Twix? They have like not the Twix. They're not Twix, but they're like what are they called? They're like the little sticks. They're like the Reese's sticks, crispy sticks things. Then they have the one that's like it's almost like a Reese's but it's like sort of like a snick not a Snickers but like a Snickers. It's like
it's like a Reese's bar.
Yeah, and they also have a Reese's version of like Butterfingers. Like they've got seriously some, at least at the local Walgreens down here in my neighborhood, they have an aisle and like seriously the candy aisle. Like there's a section that's like almost like a third of the entire candy aisle that's just all various Reese's products, and they're all delicious. And then you have during the holidays, not to mention during the holidays, during Halloween and Christmas, they have like the specialty Reese's stuff. Like they'll have like, you know, a freaking pumpkin shaped Reese's and a Christmas tree shaped Reese's. It's just anything they can use to market Reese's. They'll do it.
Reese's.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
Twizzlers are good too.
Like,
Iconoclast Nexus is they're a big fan of Twizzlers. I do support Twizzlers myself. I like them as well. They're very good, very addictive. Twizzlers is another thing. I could eat like.
Oh, what about?
If you gave me one Twizzler, I could easily go on a rampage and eat a case.
What about Chex Mix? Sour cream and onion Chex Mix. Oh my god.
That sounds pretty good too.
Yeah. Oh man, you pop one of those little whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, York pieces. I tried York pieces one time. Mint Man was talking about he loves York patties, but York pieces are awful. I agree. I went for at the store. I'd been going for the Reese's pieces for a long time, and then I saw the York pieces, and I was like, oh, I'll switch it up. I'll try the York pieces. Incorrect. That was the wrong choice.
Little,
horrible.
A little potent. Well, all right, Vince. Well, it was nice saying what's happening to you, dog. And I'm waiting to hear some blues or something come out of you. And I'll holler at you later, homeboy.
All right, man. Thanks for coming through.
All right, man. Take it easy.
There you go. There you have it. PD of LA. checking in here on Disorderly Conduct. If you want to call in and have something to report to us or anything you'd like to share, any anecdotes, any stories, personal testimonials, you name it, your calls are the priority. And we're going to let the glory roll on here, take a little break, come back, and do some more talking, hopefully, if you'll join me here at 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
This is the Bane Factor with you, taking your calls.
on the program, Disorderly Conduct is the name of that program. I'm your host, Vincent LeBay. We go straight to the phone lines, and 616, you're on the air.
Yo, yeah, could you play the song Misty?
No, it's Play Misty for Me. You got that wrong. Play Misty for Me is the way it's supposed to go. Anyways, want to thank PD from LA, of LA for joining me on the program earlier in the first segment there. It's good to have him on. And once again, the lines are wide open. Give us a call, 347. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I've got plenty of music to play. We'll try to feature some up-and-coming artists that I think you should all check out. I want to give you guys the Insider Extreme. You just stick around. I will release the Insider Extreme cam if you'd like to watch me undress myself during the program. That'll be coming up in a little bit. Stick around for that. But as always, this is a call-in program, so your calls take priority at 347-826-7667. I want to get to some news in a little bit. I don't want to shoot my load on the news right now. We'll do that a little bit later. But I was perusing the BTR earlier today, and it seemed like there had been a common thread, topics that have sprung up on various shows, and I had an opportunity to call into one show and express my opinion. I'd love it when I'm the dissenting opinion on a show. I don't care. Like, I'll call into, because let's face it, BTR is mostly political shows, mostly conservative political shows. So I love calling into the liberal ones where they're all bashing on Bristol Palin and come in, and because I'm openly a Bristol the Pistol fan. I've been Team Pistol from the beginning. I have to admit, I don't think she has the talent to win the whole thing, and she obviously is not as talented as a lot of the people that got eliminated before her. I will grant her that. But I've always been pulling for her. She made it to the top, to the finals. I mean, great for her. I thought it was a coup that she got to the Final Four. I thought it was awesome. But yeah, I called into a show and sort of stirred things up a little bit. But, you know, if there was some show that was, you know, I like playing devil's advocate, though. I liked calling into shows and sometimes being that lone voice of dissent. But yet, but hopefully the listeners will think, you know, this guy really knows what's up. Yeah, they kind of all look like they're just zombies. You know, just, they all got the memo. They all got the talking points. They're all on board. They all signed off. Yada, yada, yada.
Thank you. Very nice.
No, thank you, Eugene. Anywho, I was really stoked on Debbie's show. She hooked me up with this website that I bookmarked, 3,500 free sample voice over scripts. This is great. This is like exactly what I needed, because I'm actually thinking of going, because there's a number of voiceover schools, quote unquote schools, whatever, in San Francisco, and I kind of know what the deal is with those, but I think I could probably get something out of at least some of those courses, So that's what the route I was thinking of taking, is just going to a voiceover school and on the side just trying to hustling up any voiceover crap I can do. Just doing these BTR shows, just flexing, just, you know, just getting reps in, just getting my chops up. Kind of like a fighter, you know. These fighters, they train and they train and they train and they train and they fight for 2 hours and that's it. And then they train for another half a year, and then for another 2 hours. You know, what they really need is just be fighting all the time, so they have that. So they're just always in the zone. But yeah, I don't doubt that there's little idiosyncrasies and procedure and certain techniques or whatever that I have no clue about and that would help me. And I definitely want to explore this because, you know, I think one of my callings is probably to deliver audio erotica to the world, to the masses. Like, I can probably even do commercial work, but do like an sort of in between the lines erotic sort of twist to it. Anyways. So I'm gonna go on this site and try to find another script that because I didn't really like that Walt Disney script that you gave me. I want to find some more scripts. That was kind of cool. So give me a call, 347-826-7667. Vincent LeBay here with you for the next hour and a half. That gives us an hour and a half to explore all of our deepest, darkest desires. Right here. And what happens on disorderly conduct stays on disorderly conduct. So keep that in mind. Stick around. I will be giving away the Insider Extreme video cam access code, whatever you want to call it. That's coming up. Also your calls, some music. And if it comes down to it, I'll just crank call another show. And if it has to come down to that, I will just... Sorry, I need some water. I've got some cotton mouth, if you know what I'm saying. Man, look at that chat room. Debbie Daly, Guest 13, Okina Class, Texas, JYD Radio, Mintman, Paisley 716, PD of LA, Sweet and Friends, and Tracy Gamore. Glad to have you all here with me. As we journey onward into your late Saturday, early Sunday experience, I encourage all the ladies, make yourself comfortable. If I have to, I can dim down the lights. We can order some pizza. I can open a bottle of Pinot. And we can just sort of relax here and play music and... See what pops up. So, taking a look at the chat room, Mintman says, I prefer natural breasts of any size over fake implants. I can agree. That's a statement I can get behind. No offense to, I'll do respect to fake implants and real implants for that matter. I prefer natural breasts as well. I'd much rather have like a nice little, you know, solid B cup than, you know, fake double D's, you know. But, you know, I shouldn't really say anything because I haven't really experienced fake boobs, at least not knowingly. I'm pretty sure I haven't. I one time fondled one for a little bit. Long story, but felt kind of weird. But it was also part of the situation that was kind of weird. But anyhow. Other than chicken, Sweet and Friends has kissed him all the time. Really? Sweet and Friends, we should talk. In fact, why don't we make that happen right now? Where did my switchboard go? This is great. Well, if hopefully you can hear me, and if you've already called in, give me a second here. I have to reopen the switchboard here. I might have inadvertently logged off, but I don't know. I think it just disappeared. So if you're waiting in my phone queue, please just hang on a second. My computer's running really, really, really slowly. But we should have it up momentarily. Let's see, what do we have here? All right, so like I said, if it comes down to it, I'll just crank call one of these other shows. Who's on right now? Constantine, Knucklebones. I'll take these guys on. What are you talking about? I want to call into that Jenna the Jungle Chick show. She sounds like she really needs to be... she needs someone to fondle her and make sweet love to her, pretty much, I think. I think she just needs to get... I'm sure she gets laid, but I think she needs one to make sweet love to her. You know what I mean? You know the difference. And that's what Vincent the Bay can offer sometimes to women who have a lot of pent-up, frustrated energy that they want to transfer in an erotic way. And gentlemen like me are around to fulfill those needs and desires. So just something to throw out to you there, ladies. Like I said, my switchboard is not... Here we go. Okay, we got a caller. Let's go to the phone line. 347, you're on the air.
Hey, Vince. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
This is Sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah, this is Sweet. Don't you remember me? This is Sweetie Love.
Sweet D Love?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm familiar with your work, yes. How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful, and you sound good. Absolutely.
I'm doing well, thank you. So what brings you to the program? What's on your mind?
What brings me to the program? Well, I just moved, so I took early sleep and I woke up and I couldn't go back to sleep, so I said, you know, my favorite place to be is BTR, where, you know, you said that Twitter is your like kind of ace, you know, BTR is mine. So so I saw Vince in the bay and, you know, I said, I know Vince, so let me, I'm going, check him out.
Here I am. You caught me.
Yeah, I caught you. So, yeah, you were talking about breast implants, and and I said, I love my breasts. I love my boobs. And I kiss them. I do. I kiss them all the time. I fondle them. I love them, you know.
Thank you. Very nice.
They're the most, one of the most favorite parts of my body, you know, and I really do appreciate them, and I let them know all the time.
And do your breasts and you and have a show?
Yeah, they have a show. Yeah.
Sweet and Friends, right? You're on your third season, I believe, right?
Thank you. Yes, I am in my third season.
Tell us about what's going up. What do we have to look forward to on the third season?
Well, in the third season, since we do a lot of the networking, you know, as far as going to Facebook and Twitter and tagged and all the different other social networks, you know, we're going to be bringing, what folks say on those different networks as far as love and relationship. And, you know, it's also for the grown and sex sensual. And so if you're feeling that way, that's coming up a little later. As far as time is concerned, but we're gonna keep it sweet, we're gonna keep it love, and drop your clothes at the door, but get an ID, register, it makes it more fun to see faces, and just as you see here, we're looking at a guest. The guests can only sit on the wall; they can't chat with us and. Interact. So we like the interaction, and I know you do too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interacting with myself right now as you're speaking.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
No argument from me, sister. I hope you would do the same.
Absolutely.
Tracy Gamore is taking off. Thank you, Tracy, for joining us. Good night. It really is amazing that we have so many people on the East Coast that tune into the show. I mean, it's coming up on, 3 a.m. out there?
Oh, yeah, 2:40, actually. We're on the East Coast, I don't know where everybody is on the East Coast, but in New York, it's the city that never sleeps.
Mm-hmm. I know. I've been there. I lived there for 2 years.
Okay. How did you like it?
I loved it. It was great. It was a great experience. I would say if anybody has the opportunity to if you really want to experience New York, just live there.
Yeah.
Just live there for a little while. That's how you really can experience it. It's tough if you're just in and out all the time. But I was great. I lived there for 2 solid years, and I've been back there a few times since. And now every time I go back there, I have friends there I can stay with. I know where to go. I know where I am on the subway. I know what's up. It's like I love it.
Yes, beautiful thing. Hey, you played a song, Vince. It was like crazy. That was like so back in the day. Super Stupid was, thought it was Smoke, but it was Skank. I was like, oh my God. Where did you get that one from? That was like awesome.
That's a classic. That's Super Stupid.
Yes.
That's Funkadelic.
I know. I love it. Oh, it just brought back like a ton of memories, It was like, thanks for the memories, I got these chills that went up and down my body, and it was like, I was remembering the first time for a lot of things back then. So I appreciate that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.
I'm gonna let you get back on with what you do. And,
all right.
And I'll stay in the chat room and chat.
All right, and I'll see you in there.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, baby. And we're going to go into some more music here. This is the Memorials here with West Coast, which is where I'm at. It's about 12:45 here. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay on Disorderly Conduct. I'll be right back.
Yeah. disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Thank you to Sweet and Friends for calling in there. You know what? I meant to ask Sweet who she, because I obviously, you know, everybody that listens to me knows that I stalk people when they come to the chat room. I instantly go to their profile and check out their Facebook and their Twitter and all that stuff. So I was wondering, in the Sweet and Friends third season page, Sweet D Love, which one are you? Are you the one on the left who's got the peace sign, and it looks like a wig, a blonde wig with sunglasses, or are you the one on the right with the blonde, short blonde hair, with the scar, black scarf around her neck? Which one are you? Just want to get the correct visual here. So that's the thing is, like, I don't want to rag on Sweet's profile, but I'm just saying, like, when I usually do social networking sites and stuff, I understand this looks like this is like your show page, obviously. So it's like this is your co-host, probably, or your gay lover. I don't know. Either way, it's one of your friends, I suppose. Sweet and Friends. She's on the left. Okay, the one with the peace sign. All right. I wish I could zoom in on it. It won't let me. That's fine. That's fine. No problem. I think I'm following you on Facebook and Twitter. If I'm not, we should be. Yeah. Speaking of which, it's coming up. We're coming up pretty quick here on the top of the hour. It'll be midnight here, Pacific time. Sweet D Love adding his friend. I can't believe I'm not friends with you on Facebook. I gotta add you as a friend. You need to accept my friendship, and then I will add you to the Blog Talkers group I have, which I use to network and let people know that my show's on. Oh, there's only two people on there right now. What's up with that, people? Anywho.
Thank you, very nice.
No, thank you, Eugene. Well, we're going to have more music here in a bit. Also, coming up, the news. That will be in the second hour, which is coming up here rapidly. We got an hour and 10 minutes left of the program. It's an hour and 10 minutes for you to join me on the air. 347-826-7667. Also remember to follow me on Blog Talk Radio. You can do that by right-clicking on my profile, look at my BTR profile, or on my name in the chat, click on my BTR profile and make sure you follow me, and also add me as a friend. We can be friends. But make sure you follow me on BTR, that way you can get notified when my program's going to happen, and it usually happens more times than not every day at 11 p.m. Pacific time. So I guess that's, what, 1 a.m. Eastern? Yeah, good luck with that. Anyways, if you're a night owl or a troll or a tweaker or whatever like me, you're more than welcome to join me here on the air and pass the time here. What is today? Tuesday? No, today's Saturday. Saturday. You know, when you're a rock star, the days just sort of, they just don't mean quite so much. Wow, Sweet and Friends is going nuts in the chat room. What is going on? Honey, you need to settle down with the font there. I understand you want to be heard. I can certainly read your texts, your messages in there. Anywho, let's play some more music, shall we? Let's do some sweet Street Sweeper Social Club. Them covering a MIA song, Paper Planes, right here on Disorderly Conduct. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back. Sorry, I want to try that again. 70%. There.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants in the name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second anyway. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants in my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. Just like different days when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to a clock in that game. Dog food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Just like Jesse James when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to a clock in that game. Dog food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Yeah, all they wanna do is enter and take your money. All they wanna do is enter and take your money. All they wanna do is enter and take your money. All they wanna do is enter and take your money. Irish jugging bomb, six and stone and bullets and bombs. Running when we hit a little boy done for the system.
Strictly folk music. It's more of a folk and bee.
Folk and bee jam.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Flight business time.
Flight to Concord.
Two, three, four.
Oh, yeah. Tonight we're going to make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh, yeah. It's business time. It's business time. That's what you mean. You mean it's business time. Oh.
It's business. It's business time.
Oh, yeah. right. We go brush our teeth. That's all part of it. That's foreplay. You go sort out the recycling. That's not part of it, but it's still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that ugly, baggy t-shirt from that team-building exercise you did for your old work. And it's never looked better on you. Oh, wah, 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 wah. I take off my trousers and trip over them, but I turn it into a little dance that makes you think, yum, he's very sexy. Now I'm down to just my socks. And you know, when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. It's time for business. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
You know when I'm wearing my socks, it's business time. They're business socks.
It's business. It's business time.
Oh, yeah. Making love. Making love for. Making love for two. Making love for 2 minutes. That's right. Almost finished. When it's with me, you only need 2 minutes because I'm so intense. You say something like, is that it? But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, that's it. 2 minutes in heaven is better than 1 minute in heaven. You tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. Oh, but I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over.
It's business. It's business time.
To disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince of the day, back with you. You're on disorderly conduct. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. It is business time, ladies, so... time to use that number. I've got a little feedback issue I'm working on here. Let me see if I can't take care of that, alleviate that right there. Okie dokie. So, some business time. I must feel like I should be tuning into Bloomberg TV here, checking out what's going on in the business world. I don't know what the market did overall, the quote-unquote market, the stock market, that is. I don't know what that did. Econoclast Texas says he sounds like the you-don't-know Jack guy. Okay. Anywho, that's what I get for popping into the chat room and trying to monitor what's going on. I just come in and see one quote from somebody, and it's totally out of context, and I have no idea what's going on. My Facebook, on the other hand, is blowing up here. Sweet D Love just added me on the Facebook. Kind of excited about that. If you folks want to join me on Facebook, let me know. I think I'm going to open up the webcam here. Is it going to let me broadcast? Why isn't image size? What does that mean? Interesting. Invisible. No, I don't want to be invisible. I want to be available. And, it won't let me fire up my webcam here. I'd love to know how to fire up the webcam on Skype. I know there's a way to do it. Maybe it's just when you do one-on-one on Skype, like Skype to Skype. you can do the camera. Is that how that works? I'm so illiterate when it comes to this stuff. So we're entering our second hour of the program, kids. Time to call in, 347-826-7667. I don't want to turn this into the Jerky Boys, or I'd love to turn it into like Washington Journal. You guys know what I'm talking about, Washington Journal on C-SPAN? Is anybody with me, Washington Journal on C-SPAN? I'm sorry, I'm a C-SPAN addict. I watch TV, but you know what I watch on TV? I watch Bloomberg, I watch C-SPAN, I watch CNBC, I watch MSNBC, I watch Fox News, I watch CNN, I watch Comedy Central, and you know, and for sports, whatever, ESPN, TNT, blah, 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 blah. C-SPAN's great. I love it. I love C-SPAN. I love Washington Journal the best, though. It's usually here. It's on really, really early in the morning. But I would imagine it comes on like around 9 o'clock in the morning, maybe, on the East Coast. And it's just random people calling in. And there's three different numbers that people call in on, lines they call in on. There's a Democratic line, there's a Republican line, and there's an independent line. Tiny chat. Can I do tiny chat with video? Is that possible, sweet and friends? Because we can make that happen, too. Sun 752, didn't see you. Slip in here. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. So people are suggesting Tiny Chat. We could do that. If somebody wants to set that up, let me know. I mean, I guess I could do it. I don't think I've done a Tiny Chat, or maybe I don't even know if I've done it ever. But I think I know what you're talking about. I've done that before, or seen it before. Somebody hook me up with a linkage on that. Tinychat.com. Duh. Fur. Oh, I got to sign up for this crap. Are you kidding me? Or can I just make a chat room? Yeah, there we go. Vince in the Bay. Create. Is that how it works? Boom. I'm on, right? My camera's not turning on, though. See, that's the thing. For some reason, my computer's weird about my... I have this old MacBook Pro. It's like, God. Oh, I have to sign in on Twitter? God, this technology is just insanity now. I have like 8,000 windows open right now. I'll allow, redirecting me back to the application, Tiny Chat. God, there's so many. Okay. Topic of your room is Vince and the... topic is it'll be disorderly conduct, right? Disorderly conduct. Room sign in only with Twitter, only with MySpace. Just a nickname is okay. Yes, okay. What's going on? So I think I might have created one. I am the moderator, but I don't see. Oh, start broadcasting. Allow. See, that's the thing is it won't let me allow my camera. I hate this shit. It fucking pisses me off. Yeah, it won't work. For some reason, it's so weird because, like, I have this old MacBook and the camera works. Like, I can do my little photo Photo booth thing? Watch. I'll do this photo booth thing. It will totally work. Now it says my camera is in use by another application. My technology is all out of whack right now. What other application is using it? Adobe Reader? No, I don't think so. There's some IT support here. What, Skype? Is Skype using video? No. QuickTime? Is it not using video? No, come on. Oh, Yahoo Messenger. Is that using video? It's not. Wow. It's crazy. Anyways. (347) 826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay. I will be here with you to service all your audio needs for the next 52 minutes. And I'm trying to get some sort of visual webcam thing going on because I want to touch myself for your people because that's the kind of host I am. And I just can't get my technology jump-started here. So I think what I'm going to do is play a song here, reboot my computer, come back, and see if we can't get things rocking here. Yeah. Speaking of rocking, what should we rock out to while I do take care of business here? Let's do the Nuge. The Nuge right here in Disorderly Conduct. Vincent the Bay, your host. I will be back in a little bit, folks. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Wait, I keep forgetting. I do it 70% because if I do it 100%, it like, for some reason, it just fucks up. We'll be right back.
Ted Nugent, stranglehold there. Vince in the Bay here, looking to take a stranglehold of you here on the air. We've got 45 minutes to make that happen. Numbers 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay here with you. I am rebooting my computer here, so hopefully you can hear me. I don't have any access to the switchboard right now. I'm loading, reloading Firefox as we speak. Hopefully I'll have the switchboard up and running momentarily. I had to use that entire song to power down this piece of shit old computer, unplug it, power it back up, and now I'm just now opening Firefox. I need to upgrade my technology here in the studio. So anyways, hopefully you can hear me. I'm on my mobile right now. I probably sound a little bit different. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. As long as you can hear me, that's all that matters. If you're waiting in the queue, I'll be there momentarily. I am just now connecting to the internet, and I'll be logging on to Blog Talk Radio momentarily here. We want to remind you, if you want to join me on Twitter, it's twitter.com/VTOCCE. Basically, VTOCCE. You put that at the end of any, pretty much any site, you'll find me. Facebook.com/VTOCCE. Twitter.com/VTOCCE. YouTube.com/VTOCCE. You get the picture. Anywho, let's try to pull up the switchboard here. See what we got on the switcheroony here. Not the switchboard. Here we go. Okay, no callers. Great, perfect. Perfect. Let me join the chat room now. See what's going on over there. Sorry, chat room. I've been away. I'm back now. Hopefully there's still people there. Yeah, so 40 minutes left to take your call. 347-826-7667. I'm trying to get my Skype back up and running here. Okay, it's giving me an error trying to log into my own freaking chat room. It's ridiculous. Don't tell me I can't log into my own chat room. My God. So, anywho, Goofy Bone just came in for a second there and left a YouTube. So, I don't know, I missed a lot. Can you folks hear me? Sweet and friends, can you confirm that you can hear me? And what's up with Goofy Bone? He, like, he came in and out there. What's that all about? Anyway, I want to thank JYD Radio, Paisley 716, PD of LA, Sun 752, and Sweet and Friends for holding it down in the chat room. It's a pleasure to have you folks here. I'm afraid to click on that Goofy Bone link. I think I will check it out in a second. I want to get my Skype up and running here. So, you know what? I'm going to work on that. And while I'm working on this, here, I'll play a little CeeLo. Fuck you. Be right back. I always forget. Play it at 70%. it won't distort.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vincent LeBay. Getting ready to hit the home stretch of the program here. I want to thank everybody that's joined me at various points this evening and this morning, and especially the people that are in the chat right now, most of whom have champed it out. I still hesitate to click on this Goofy Bone link. I guess I'll check it out. I'll check it out in a little bit. But, oh, man, I'm licking my chops right now.
Big ups to Psycho Donuts in Campbell, California. I haven't been down there in, oh, maybe a year. And went over there today for the first time in a long time. And this selection is blown up. That store is great now. It's cracking in that store now. They definitely made some changes. But product's still delicious. I got a vegan donut that was delicious. And also the Feng Shui, which is amazing, which I'm still, I have a little left over right now that I'm munching on here. And you should check them out if you're in California, if you're ever in the Bay Area, the South Bay in particular. You gotta go to Psycho Donuts. It's a must. I don't know how else to describe it, really. You can follow them on Twitter. I just tweeted about them today, I believe. But let me see. Psycho Donuts. Yeah, they're the best thing to do to follow them is on their blog, the Psycho Buzz. It's psychodonuts.blogspot.com. Check these guys out. That's their Psycho Donuts. That's where I was at today. Amazing donuts. They're also on. They have a calendar out, their Psycho Nurse calendar, which is pretty cool. They're also on Twitter. Check them out on Twitter. They have vegan donuts. They have all kinds of donuts. It's just an amazing, amazing place. So, yeah. I would love to have them be a sponsor of my program. If I were to have a dream sponsor list, it would be Psycho Donuts, XXXBunker.com, probably any medicinal cannabis dispensary in California. I'd have a nice little range of ideal sponsors. Those products I believe in and would happily promote on my program. I mean, I'm all for selling out to something that's worth selling out to. Hell yeah, why not? Anywho, Psycho Donuts. So, kids, if you're ever in the South Bay in California, check out Psycho Donuts. I did a video about it. Maybe you should check that out. I think it's linked in my... Here, let me do this. Like I said, youtube.com/VTOCCE pretty much gets you where you need to be. A lot of music videos. If you like music videos, I've shot a lot of music videos. A lot of them are in there. But interspiced between those videos are some random little nuggets of entertainment that I think you might get a kick out of. Some short films, some stage stuff, some just random improv thingies. Oh, Passion, you finally made it. I can't believe it. I was worried about you. I was afraid you weren't going to come through, but so glad you can make it. It's been quite a program. I was a guest on Debbie Daly's show, and after her show ended, my show went on, and basically her crew after her show ended came over here, and the party just continued. And I think at a certain point, those people petered out, and a few other shifts came in. It's almost like hockey. It's like we had to, like, shifts. 2-hour show. There, you know, some people come in for like 10, 15-minute shifts, and they bail. I do that. I go and I listen. Sometimes there's like 4 or 5 shows on at the same time that I want to listen to. So I'll go 10 minutes on one show, 10 minutes on another show, 10 minutes, you know, it's like, this is how it is. And Passion, I'm glad that you finally landed over here. It's great to have you here. I missed you, honey. It's been a couple of days. I hope you're doing well. Feel free to call in. I haven't had a guest yet call in for the second hour. It'd be great to have you call in, Passion, if you want to join me here. The number is 347-826-7667. I'd love to have you join me here on air, and we can talk about whatever you like. We can play music. I've been playing music tonight, and I will continue to do so. So Debbie Daly, you guys should check her out. She is at debbiedaly.com. That's debbiedaly.com. debbiedaly.com. She's got her own network, folks. She wants me to be a part of that network. I would love to contribute to that network. I would love to contribute a lot of things to Debbie Daly. And her network would definitely be one of the things I'd like to assist her on. Anywho. I'm getting cotton mouth. I think I need to get some water here. Why don't we? How about we do this? Let's listen to the King here while I go and get some water. Give me a call 347-826-7667. This is Good to the Bay, or you're listening to Disorderly Conduct. We'll be right back.
Whoops, there go the teardrop, a rolling down.
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Thanks, Rebecca. It's the Bay here with you. 17 minutes left in the program. Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. And I do believe we have Passion on with us here. Let me see if I can unmute her here. Passion, is that you? Passion? Passion, can you hear me? Okay, I unmuted her. She was having a problem pressing 1 to raise her hand, but I do see her in the queue, and Passion, hopefully you can hear me. I cannot hear you, and I have you unmuted, which is kind of weird. Unless you're very, very soft-spoken, I can't hear you. So maybe you might have to call back in and try it again. It's just maybe a bad connection. I'll leave you unmuted there, though, so if you want to stay here and listen, that's fine, but I cannot hear you. And there she goes. She's gone. Hopefully she can call back in, because Passion, I'd love to have you on here, squeeze you in here to with the last 15 minutes of the program. It's Vince in the Bay here with you, and here we go. Let's try this again. hear her now. Hear Passion.
There is always issues when it's time for me to try to call in.
Yeah.
I think it's a conspiracy against me.
It's totally a conspiracy against you and me. They got 2-for-1 of this deal. They're like, oh, we got both of them at once. This is perfect.
Oh, so what have you been talking about tonight on the show? Because I kind of missed it. I was having computer issues, among other things. So,
I was actually having computer issues too. At one point, I had to play a really long Ted Nugent song so I could turn off my computer, shut it down, and then powered it off for a little bit, let it cool off, and then rebooted it and brought it back on. And finally it started to work okay. But I was having problems with unmuting people and loading my chat room, and I was getting the little, I have a Mac, so I get the little beach ball pinwheel thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta upgrade. I gotta get a new computer. I'm just debating whether I want to get a desktop or another laptop. Like there's advantages and disadvantages to the MacBook Pro. The new ones, I kind of like them, but I kind of not that impressed with them. And I've always kind of wanted a desktop, but I do like the allure of having, because those new MacBooks are like pretty solid machines. But of course, in like 2 years, they're going to be completely obsolete, because this thing I got, when I got it, it was like the top of the line thing, and like a year later, it was just like a piece of shit.
Right. Did you get a lot of added extras built into it too?
That's the. But see, the laptops, you can't really add on to them or anything. They're kind of, you're stuck with what you got. Whereas you can get a tower and you can upgrade the tower, the different components of the tower. But the thing is, the tower, it's not exactly portable. Like,
right.
So I would love to do like man on the street sort of embedded journalist type stuff, where it's just me and my camera and my laptop in the field recording stuff, reporting and stuff like that. That would be tight. It'd be a great application for that. But I also like to have a home command center that has like a full because those towers you get now are just insane how powerful they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can always build them, build upon them, and make them bigger and better.
Yep.
So I kind of figured
that you did. You look like the type of person that does the man on the street type of thing, judging by your picture with your bullhorn. So I figured that's what you did.
that is Mega Dude, basically. That's my alter ego that you see there. That's Mega Dude.
Mm-hmm.
I did a series. I did my own little YouTube web series called Megaforce. I did 3 episodes, and there's a 4th one that has already been shot, but has not been edited, sort of a missing lost episode. But it was just me on the man on the street with my bullhorn and my video camera, just causing a lot of trouble, and it got me into a lot of trouble. But it was fun.
I'm not surprised.
It made for great video. It didn't exactly go viral, but.
Right.
It was people liked it. In fact, I think one of them is attached to my profile, my BTR profile.
If you go to my BTR,
the one where I'm in. And did you watch that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, if you click on that video, go to the YouTube channel and look for all the Megaforce videos. Just go to my YouTube channel and search for Megaforce, and you'll find all those videos. Like, I went kind of nuts for a little while there with that megaphone thing. I might bring back that alter ego Mega Dude. Goofy Bone is suddenly like dropping YouTube videos on me. Anyways, I think if you search for Mega Force, no, that sucks. Well, if you go, let me do that. Yeah. Oh, I wonder if I can send you the playlist. Oh, I made playlists of all the episodes I did. I did 3 episodes. One was at a animal rights rally. The other one was at a protest against Psycho Donuts, the donut shop. And another one was at an End the Fed rally in Los Angeles. I have playlists for all of them. It's great. And I was talking about Psycho Donuts today. I was at Psycho Donuts today. It's so amazing. Here, you should check this out. You're in the chat room, right? Hello? Bastion, Earth's a Bastion, are you there? Oh, she's going to call back. All right. Well, anyways, there's the first of... I think that will link to the other parts. That's part 1 of episode... Oh, episode 3? Oh, I thought that was episode 1. Oh, shit. Oh, that's episode 3. Here's episode 1. Well, anyways, here's a playlist. Talk from my switchboard here. Oh, she's calling back. Let me put her on the air. Hey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Did you see that video?
Yeah. I'm waiting for it to load on YouTube.
Yeah. Episode 1, part 2. That's so weird.
I shot one of these in L.A. The other one was in, like, two of them were in L.A. One was in Northern California. And then the fourth one is going to be in Northern, or L.A. again, outside of a Grateful Dead concert.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I went to a Dead show in at the Forum in L.A. a couple years ago, and I brought my video camera and my megaphone into the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And just trolled around the parking lot with my megaphone. It was actually quite entertaining. And I still need to edit that video together and make an episode of that, but that was fun. Wow. Look at how quickly the time has gone here. Lovely. 7 minutes to go. So, Passion, what's on your mind? What's going on with you? Oh, you're watching the video. I can hear that. All right. I did a series of videos. That link that I put in the chat room is one of the three. I would say probably about maybe a good altogether, maybe a good 12 to 15 total YouTube videos with that whole Mega Force theme. If you go into YouTube and you look at all those videos, anything that's black and white, basically with me with like a wig on and a black jumpsuit, one of the episodes I go to the office of my congressperson, the congressperson that represents my district is Zoe Lofgren. She's ironically the head of the ethics committee that just censured who's that guy? The guy from Harlem. That old black dude from Harlem. I forgot his name. He just got censured by the ethics committee. Basically, got a slap on the wrist. But Zoe Lofgren, I went to her office in my jumpsuit as Mega Dude, with these black jumpsuit, black glasses, megaphone strapped to my body, walking in demanding to talk to my congressperson, and with my video camera, and then videotaped the whole thing, although I told her I wasn't videotaping. But that was fun. What else was there? And that was during the whole TARP thing. That's actually video evidence that I was against the TARP. All right, let's try Passion again. Sorry, Passion, I had you on mute. Passion, are you there?
Oh, yeah. And I'm talking.
You've been talking? I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I just said... okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Sweden Friends said Charlie Rangel.
Yeah, Charlie Rangel, exactly, that dude.
Yeah.
He got a little... You know what that was all about? I'll tell you exactly. That was all drama. He put on a nice little act. He acted like he was upset and up in arms about this trial. It was a total... The trial means nothing. It's not binding. It means nothing. It's just a little public slap on the wrist. And, of course, it's done by the democratically led ethics committee and the lame duck session just as they're going on out the door. He doesn't want to hang around and get tried in front of the Republicans in the next Congress, so they got to get that swept under the rug right away. And, of course, they had to wait till after the elections. It's just another example of just the fraudulent behavior. Like, I bet you on paper, Charlie Rangel
probably didn't do anything that bad, probably didn't do anything worth going to jail over. Is he probably a creepy, slimy politician that accepts favors or whatever and is, you know, just as crooked and bought by special interests and influenced by lobbyists? Of course. But I think on paper, legally, he's probably technically not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like Wall Street bankers who play loose and fast with all his money, you know, there's no consequence for them ultimately.
Right. Well, I know he's definitely not doing anything different than the rest of them are doing. That's what these people do though.
They trot out their, you know, when they're in charge, that's when they admit to some of this fraudulent behavior, and they just get a little slap on the wrist from their partners, their cronies. So then you watch the next round. The Republicans will probably do the same thing. They'll probably, on the way out, they'll sweep some people out under the rug. I mean, this wasn't necessarily a congressional thing, but the whole Scooter Libby thing was just totally swept under the rug. I mean, there's plenty of examples like that on both sides of just, you know, people getting a little slap on the wrist and then they're on their way. And some people don't survive those. Some people are just taken out. Like some people, I think, like Ted Stevens and this guy from Pennsylvania now who's on his way out. I forgot his name. He was a Republican for all. He was a Democrat back in when he first started in politics. Then he became a Republican. He was a Republican for like 30 years, and then switched back to Democrat just like last year or whatever. And then lost in the primary to Sestak. What was his name? God, I can't think of his name. Do you know what I'm talking about, Passion?
I know who you're talking. I don't know these people's names. I know their faces. I know that guy. I'm not good with names.
He's actually one of these. They just released this the 19 senators. They want to censor the internet.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of them. It's not really censor the internet. They want to establish laws that are more stringent against piracy. Basically, it's basically they want to. They're trying to help out their music recording industry and the movie industry and the TV industry.
Oh, okay. I noticed they shut down that what is that software called? LimeWire.
Arlen Specter. That's the guy, Arlen Specter. Yeah, here's the 19 senators that want to they're saying, now these articles are saying they want to censor the internet. But it's not exactly they're censoring the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, they're trying to make it harder for like things like Pirate Bay and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. The name of the thing is the Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically something that's written up by the MPAA and the RIAA, the Motion Picture Association of America and the Recording Industry Association of America. And it's not any wonder that Al Franken, of course, is one of these 19 senators. It's Patrick Leahy from Vermont, Herb Kohl from Wisconsin, Jeff Sessions from Alabama, Diane Feinstein from California, Orrin Hatch from Utah, outgoing Russ Feingold, Wisconsin, Chuck Grassley, Iowa, outgoing Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, John Kyle of Arizona, Chuck Schumer of New York, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Dick Durbin, Illinois, John Carnan, Texas, Benjamin Cardin, Maryland, Tom Coburn, Oklahoma, Sheldon Whitehouse, Rhode Island, Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, Al Franken, Minnesota, and Chris Coons from Delaware. So the Dirty 19, but they're going to try to put us in jail for downloading off music off somebody's blog.
Right.
That's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I have a website and I have a version of hell, how do we know blog they're not gonna cut down like a Blog Talk Radio?
Right.
Oh shit! Is the show over? The show's totally over. It's just me and you, baby.
Yeah, I know. I just happened to glance because I wasn't even paying attention to it myself. I was looking on my phone, but
yeah.
There was they have like several websites where you can go and watch movies online that are in theaters right now. And the FBI pretty much seized about 7 of the main domains that did that. And they also, there's like an injunction against the LimeWire. I don't know if you're familiar with that program. Where it's like that free
peer-to-peer. I thought they shut down LimeWire. I heard LimeWire got shut down.
Yeah, that was kind of recently. The program is like still available to download, but of course it's not going to connect to anything. But they're trying to fight it. They're really cracking down on that whole. Not paying for your media.
Yeah, I'm amazed that these industries even exist anymore. Like especially like small independent labels, like unless you are you've got a Lady Gaga on your label, like how do you pay? It's got to be a vanity project. It's got to be like. These labels, these indie labels, I know for a fact that some indie labels are vanity projects, that they're just like really rich trust fund baby kids that have a ton of money and love
to
indie
blow.
Music or whatever. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They just fucking blow their money and have their own little, I'm going to have my indie label and they have all these, and they can brag to their friends, all their bands, all the bands that they basically own, you know, and those bands don't give a shit. They're just like, hey, we get to record something. This rich motherfucker can pay for it. You know?
Yeah.
And
they make their money going on the road.
Yeah,
they have to go on the road and play in these, you know, small venues. But I guess over time they develop a fan base, you know, depending on, you know, the type of music they're in and.
Yeah,
that's how they get their money. They really like are working their ass off for their money too.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. I follow a lot of musicians on Twitter, and these people are just constantly hustling. Like even the people that are like the most well recognized people, like I follow Talib Kweli, and that guy has got the most hardest working dude in music right now.
At least
based on his Twitter, he's like always somewhere doing something.
Yeah, he is.
And
he
like
is. Yeah.
Every
he
day
is.
He's like, oh, I'm in Amsterdam. Oh, now I'm in Belgium. Oh, now I'm in England. Now I'm in Australia. Oh, I'm back in Brooklyn. Oh, hey, I'm in the Bay Area. Oh, I'm down in L.A. Now I'm in Detroit. Now I'm back in New York or whatever. Dude, he's just everywhere. Doing a show by himself, doing a show with Mos Def, doing a show with some other project, you know. just doing random one-off shit. He's DJing one time, the next time he's rapping, the next time, you know, he's with the band, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, and he's the thing about it is, he is, like, so underrated. And, I mean, he is really out there hustling, but he's not, for some reason, he's just not going to get, like, the same status as, let's say, a 50 Cent or a Rick Ross. Because people out here, that's what they want to hear. They want to hear what Rick Ross is rapping about in 50 Cent. And, you know, they're not into that, you know, because he's into that social, you know, message in his rap. He's not rapping about slinging drugs and, you know, his Bentley or anything like that. You know, he has there's like a deep underlying message in what he raps about. But, you know, the mainstream doesn't want to hear that. They want to hear all that BS that's out there for some reason.
Yeah, the booty shaking music. That's what they want. They want to shake their booty.
Yep, shake their booty and pop in bottles in the club, and yeah, that's what they want to hear.
And party with some Four Loko. You ever tried Four Loko?
No, as a matter of fact, I just asked somebody what that was today because I saw them talking about it, and I've never know. They told me
that's
it was
terrible.
Like some kind of malt liquor, yeah. And I've heard, I guess,
I don't know what it is. It's like, it's basically like a Red Bull and vodka, but it's like its own drink. It's it's alcohol and caffeine mixed together, but it's like it's just disgusting. This guy, I found a video online that this guy did where he had drank three of them over the course of like an hour or so, and he just gets completely retarded. I should find that and post that in the chat room. It's just so wrong. L-O-K-O. Yeah, watch a man subject himself to. Oh, wait, what? Be careful. You're telling me to be careful. I don't get it. That's not what I want. I want Loko, Four Loko. Watch a man subject himself to Four Loko in the name of journalism. Yeah, here, I'll put this. You're in the chat, journalist.
I'm still over here.
In the chat, all right. There you go.
Okay.
There's a video in there. It's pretty funny. It's like 10 minutes long. But this guy drinks. He drinks each flavor. There's three flavors. He drinks them all.
Yeah, they were talking about the fruit punch. They said the fruit punch is the best.
It looks terrible. The things that people are drinking these days is just disgusting. Like outside of this, you also have like this whole like lean or scissorp or whatever you want to call it that the people are drinking.
they're drinking NyQuil.
Yeah. Robitussin. I remember getting high off Robitussin. It's ridiculous. It makes you fucking retarded.
Yeah, it does.
It's just not right. I mean, it fucks you up, but I don't think it's meant to be used like that.
No, it's not. And then you have what is his name? Lil Wayne. He talks about drinking that, you know, in some of his songs, and
so he glamorizes it.
Yes, that's what they do. They glamorize it.
Just helps perpetuate the problem.
Yep.
So what?
Okay, I see the guy.
Yeah,
you gotta watch that video. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's kind of a funny guy too to begin with. Like, he's a pretty likable guy, you know. And he's funny, and then he just gets fucking just ripped really fast.
Yeah. I can imagine. There was a drink that I used to drink back in the days when I really drank, and it was called Cisco. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yep.
But it's like, yeah, oh, my God, I used to, you know, and they Cisco, the nickname for Cisco was crack in a bottle. And, I mean, I blacked out once drinking so much, and I didn't even remember what I didn't even remember, like, getting into bed. I just woke up after a night of partying, and I happened to be in bed. And I went outside, and I saw, like, my clothes on the lawn. And I don't even remember getting out of the car and even driving home and getting into bed. That, you know, so that was, like, my last time ever drinking that. I said, I'm not drinking Cisco anymore. And I think I went into one convenience store here in Jacksonville, and they actually still sell it. But it was apparently nobody really buys it because the bottles were all dusty. But I think they've said Four Loko kind of has the same effect that did to people, but stronger. Because I don't think there's no caffeine in Cisco.
Jacksonville, Florida?
Mm-hmm.
What's it like there right now? Is it rainy?
Oh, God. It's cool. But Jacksonville, that's the weird thing about Jacksonville. The weather, you never know what you're going to get. I mean, one day it'll just be in the 80s, and then the next day it's in the 40s and rainy. So it was actually really nice out today. I'm not sure what the weather is going to be like, but a couple of days ago, it was in the 40s, but today it was like in the high 70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about the aftermath of the elections there? Do you have Tony Scott, your new governor? How do you feel about that?
To be honest with you, I don't even pay attention to that. I am such a... I call myself a recluse. I stay home. That's all I do. The only time I leave out of my house is like to go to the store and to see about my daughter's schooling. Other than that, I don't really deal with too many people, and I don't know. I guess right now, whatever we have going on with Florida, I haven't felt the effects of it yet. I am having issues, though, with the pending Obamacare that's coming up. And
do you think about that?
I have mixed feelings about it. And the reason why I say that is because I have a 2-year-old son, and his father, he was on his father's health insurance through his job. And his father got fired recently from his job, and he can't afford to pay what the COBRA rates were offering. So, you know, it's pretty much we're left to trying to get health insurance for him. And the thing now is all the major carriers here in Florida have dropped child-only health insurance. So in order to get in health insurance, you have to pretty much get a family plan. And, you know, prior to September, you could have done that. But as of September, they all dropped it. So now it's pretty much resulting to me going to get on, like, there's like a government-regulated insurance plan here called Florida Kid Care. So it's pretty much that's what I have to do now. If not, I'm going to be paying upwards of $300 a month for health insurance, which I can't really afford to dish out at this point. And everybody's excuse for that is they would rather just completely drop child-only health care than to be forced to go by the new requirements of having to accept kids with all these different pre-existing conditions. So although I kind of agree with that, but then, it's like, how can you force an insurance company to do this? I think if that's right. what Obama wants, I think that's they should have create their own program, for pre-existing. I don't see how you can just force,
this is what I see is going to happen. Who are they mandating that has care? They're mandating that everybody has care, right? So
right.
even if you have a condition, you have to get health care somewhere. Somewhere you're going to have to get some insurance somewhere, and based on your pre-existing condition, they're going to have to charge you a rate based on that. That's going to be astronomical.
Oh yes, yes.
That's why they wouldn't insure you normally, because
right.
you know you would be a major risk liability to them. So they're going
right.
to have to charge you an arm. It's going to cost them an arm and a leg, no matter what. So you're going to have to go somewhere. Where are they going to force you to go? I mean, you can't go somewhere and negotiate, can you? Are you really going to have a lot of options? What is this thing going to do as far as like giving you room to negotiate? It's really tough it's going to be really tough for people, I think.
Yeah, it is.
And I think a lot of employers are just going to give up. I think they're going to have a lot of loopholes to jump through. I think a lot of them are already saying that for a lot of them that it's going to be more cost effective for them to just take a penalty and let their employees fend for themselves rather than jump through all the hoops they have to do to provide care for everybody.
Right. Yeah, so that's something I've.
There's a lot that still has to play out.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like one of these things where like parts of it are in effect now, and a lot of it isn't going to go in effect for another few years. A lot of people are talking about revising or just all out revoking certain parts of it. If not, obviously some people want to just totally abolish the whole thing, but there's talk that some people are just going to try to take it out like one little thing at a time. My God,
mm-hmm.
The chat room is out of this world for Whiskey a Go-Go right now. That's insane. I just went over to Whiskey a Go-Go. There's like 8,000 people in their chat room.
Oh, really?
What the hell is going on over there? Are they having sex on the air over there or something?
What chat room is this?
Whiskey a Go-Go. There's like three chat rooms open right now. Whiskey a Go-Go, Knucklebones, and Conservative TNT. And
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of folks in Whiskey a Go-Go. A lot of them are guests. Like half of them are guests.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, maybe like a quarter of them are guests.
What's it called? Whiskey? As in the drink
whiskey?
Whiskey
a Go-Go. If you just go to Blog Talk Radio and just go to like on air right now, and then you look in the live chat, you'll see like three shows.
Okay.
Whiskey a Go-Go, Knucklebones Radio, and Conservative TNT. I'm at Whiskey right now. The chat room is blowing up. Like, it's just like going by like super fast. I can't even tell what's going on. Anyways, so do you have a show on Blog Talk?
No, I don't yet. We were planning on, me and a friend of mine, we were planning on doing like an open mic type show.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a regular talk because we get on Twitter. Usually it's Saturday night. We get on Twitter and we're just acting a fool and talking about different things. And so we decided we should get on. It was like four of us that does it. So we were just thinking about doing a show and just having that on air.
Am I following,
and others
am I following you on Twitter?
Yes, you are. I actually have another Twitter, too. That Twitter that you follow is the one that I pretty much just use to post stuff for my blog on. But
what's
other Twitter.
What's the one you get really raunchy and naughty on?
sometimes. It's YGND blog.
Wait a second. YGND?
Yeah, blog, BLOG. I don't get that bad on there. I do sometimes late night, you know, because I do have like a lot of other bloggers that follow me, so I try to kind of watch my language at times.
You caught your daughter's Facebook open. What'd you see?
Oh yeah, you read that? Yes.
What did you see?
Oh man, I found out that she's been smoking.
Ooh.
Yes.
Why is your thing
black.
Upside down? Why are they upside down?
I did that on purpose. I just thought it was neat.
Yeah. At first glance, it looks like it's like Russian.
Yeah, another language, yeah. I just thought it was cool to do it upside down. Yep, I caught her, and as a matter of fact, I caught her, and there's a boy that lives two houses down. He was asking if I was going to be home on Wednesday because he was going to bring something to drink and some blacks, and he dates a girl that lives across the street from me, and...
Ooh.
Whoops. Hello?
Naughty, naughty. Hello?
Hold on, the page, the music started. Okay. The boy down the street, his girlfriend lives across the street from me, and apparently she's going to be buying pizza, and he's going to be getting the weed. So
nice.
She doesn't know that I found this out yet. So tomorrow morning I'm knocking on a door and showing them what's in this Facebook conversation. So
dude, this
I'm looking forward to
go-go is just playing. She's just playing Chris Rock. I mean, that's stupid. It's not a show.
No,
she's still waiting for the chat room to load.
Oh, is she?
Don't even bother. Don't even bother. Well, Conservatives TNT is off in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, he's off. He's playing some outro music. What about Knucklebones? Knucklebones still going? Wow, Knucklebones, 34 minutes remaining. Who has he got over here? Huh. Do you ever listen to Knucklebones?
No. As a matter of fact, the night that I came and found your show was my first night listening again, because I used to listen a while back to Dash's show. I was like a regular at Dash, and then I just kind of got caught up in things. And so your show was like the first one I listened to after not being on Blog Talk.
Well, I'm glad to pop your cherry again here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I was actually kind of surprised by your pictures. Because your voice, because you look like a regular dude. But when I hear your voice, you kind of sound like you sound like such a conservative, kind of just a stiff, stick up your butt. That's how your voice sounds like you look. But, of course, when I see your pictures, I'm like, oh, he's just a regular dude. He's cool. But I just expect
yeah,
to
no,
see
somebody. I'm just trying to I'm trying to play up a certain character here on the radio on BTR
right.
for sure.
Yeah.
Like I don't talk like this, you know, just with my parents or anything.
Right.
Sort of a you know like there's something to even if you're just trying to be as real as you possibly can. On a certain level, you know this is being recorded. You know this is being broadcast. You know it's being archived, whatever. So you're definitely putting on a show to begin with.
Right. Well, I don't mean what you're saying. I just mean by like the sound of your voice. You just have like that voice, and I kind of understand what Debbie is talking about by when she talks about your voice. I get that. I mean, because you do have a great radio voice. She does too. She sounds awesome.
Yeah, no, she's great. She does.
Yeah,
you know, she gets me moist. She turned me on for sure. She's great.
She seems like a really cool lady.
Yeah, and she has her own network.
I went to her website and I saw it. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's her entire 24/7, Debbie Daly.
Right.
The Debbie Daly Network. She wants me to be a part of the Debbie Daly Network. I told her I'd be happy to be a contributor to the Debbie Daly Network. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
yeah,
she's
I
in
like
Dallas. I hope she's not the Debbie that did Dallas.
And you know what? We were making that joke that day when they were like, Debbie, you're in Dallas? And I'm like, Debbie, in Dallas? Yeah.
Yeah.
The original Debbie.
Yeah, she might. She sounds like she could be.
You never know. It's funny because I actually saw that movie. That was a movie that was in my dad's porn collection. And I actually saw that. Yeah, and it was funny. I don't remember how. I know I was probably in middle school when I found it. My dad had this like VHS collection, and I just like popped
naughty,
it
naughty,
in. I didn't
daddy.
Know what it was. Yeah, I know, right? It was funny.
Wow. So, how long have you been in Florida?
I've been in Florida since 2000. No, I've been in Florida since 93. I've been in Jacksonville since 2001.
Have you always been a Southern Belle?
What do you mean by a Southern Belle?
Southern girl? Like, did you grow up in the South, or?
No, I'm from Guam.
Guam?
Yeah. The island.
I'm familiar. I'm not familiar, but I know. It's like the 51st state, right?
No, not quite. It's just a U.S. territory.
Yeah. It's further east, or I guess it would be west, than Hawaii, right?
Yeah. It's like an 8-hour flight from Hawaii.
It's basically in Africa.
Not quite. It's closer. It's actually closer to Japan because it's like 4 hours
right?
from Japan.
Oh, Japan.
Yeah, Australia is way down. Yeah, we're near Japan. Well, we're closer to Japan. Yeah.
Is there an island that's close to you that's closer than that?
Yeah, the Philippines is like an hour away. Or maybe 2 hours away,
How the fuck do people get out there?
Yeah. Fly. You fly. Or you have to fly. Yeah.
But originally people there are on ships, right?
Duh, right? Was like, do you know the history of Guam? Like, how was it settled? Like, I don't even know that.
Well, Guam is they have their own culture of people. I guess they're considered Pacific Islanders, and the story was kind of like, you know, the Native Americans and the Europeans coming over, but I don't think it was as brutal as that. We had the Spaniards come over and, you know, take over things, and we kind of intermixed with the Spanish, and then I guess like in the earlier part of the 19th or the 20th century, that's when the Japanese came over and invaded, and they, you know, we got the, you know, you've heard of how the Japanese are when they invade somewhere. So they were kind of brutal to us, and then finally the U.S. came in and, you know, gained control, and like, so, you know, we became a territory thanks to the U.S., but, you know, Guam is, people who are native to Guam, they really don't like anybody else but their own kind. They don't like the Japanese. They don't like Americans. They just like themselves. They're big with holding grudges and not letting go of the past. They were like their own culture of people that lived on that island.
Damn, I never got to the news. I'm just gonna play the thing. I wanted to upload this. So next time I have a news update, it'll be.
What is that from? Was that from ABC World News?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like that, and it also kind of reminded me of The Daily Show. There's a part of The Daily Show where he has that music, and it that's probably where they got it from, too, from ABC World News.
Thank you, very nice.
Wow, I'm so glad you called in.
I'm glad I called in too. I'm sorry I missed the first half of the show.
Sorry, you made the second half of the show just as, if not more, amazing.
It's funny because 20 minutes before the show ended, I got an email reminding me to come to the show.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know.
Yeah, really.
I'm glad my interns are on top of that.
Yeah.
The automated thing that BTR does.
Mm-hmm.
It's functioning correctly.
Mm-hmm. So do you have set days that you do your shows?
Not really. Lately, I've been doing it almost every night at 11 p.m. Pacific. So in Guam,
okay.
I guess that would be probably 3 in the afternoon. I don't know. In Pacific, it would be 2 a.m. You must be a serious night owl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Crazy. You know what I liked about being at least being a football fan on the East Coast, is you could sleep in till 1 o'clock and not miss any football.
Yeah, that's true.
If I sleep in the 1 o'clock here, I miss half the games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But being a night owl here, not only can I be in tune with the night owls on the East Coast, but also the early risers on the East Coast.
Right, yeah.
And the night owls on the West Coast.
Yeah.
That's why I like doing a late show, because I think I get a little bit of a chance of a bigger audience, because there's less competition. There's usually only like a handful of shows going on during the time my shows are going on.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
Because like during prime time, during the middle of the day, there's, it's just like hundreds of shows going on. Yeah, you're lucky
mm-hmm.
if you get three listeners. If people are stoked, like this guy, Uncle Bobby, who has been on my show a couple of times, I've been on his show a couple of times. The first time I was on his shows, he went bonkers because he did it late night. He did it at like around this time. And I was trolling around. And I was there on his show. I called into his show. A couple other people were listening and chatting and stuff. And he's like, wow, this is my highest rated show ever. I can't believe it. And he thought I was the whole reason why. And I was like, no, dude, it's because of the time you did it. There was, only like four other shows. So, if there's a grand total of like 30 people that are trolling BTR, the chances are you're going to get a couple of people at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I was definitely trolling that night after I left your show, looking for something else to listen to.
Yeah. And I like to, and I got to work extra hard because my show is labeled as explicit. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if I told you, I've told my sob story so many times. I don't know if I've told you or if you've heard it, but my show was labeled as explicit by BTR because I don't know if somebody complained or if the BTR people just listened to my show and saw that I was cussing a lot or something, or was playing music
mm-hmm.
that was explicit. I don't know. I don't think I'd ever gotten really too bad here, but anyways, they won't show my profile, my show in the regular queue of shows, so it's almost impossible to find my show. So I basically have to pimp my show out through Facebook and
mm-hmm. Twitter
and through BTR.
Right.
Like I go on other people's shows and like crash their shows and like go in their chat rooms or go in their, call into their shows and then try to get my name out that way too. Sometimes I'll like go into another show that I like a lot. I like the listeners, I like the callers or whatever, I like the hosts. I'll go in there right before, and they're on right before my show. I'll go in there and hang out and try to like scoop up some of those. Like today it was Debbie's show. I was on her show, and at the end of her show, I was like, hey, you guys should come to my show. And yeah, everybody came over, and it was awesome.
Right.
Eventually, I want to do this on live stream or Ustream or Justin TV or whatever. Play videos and do more visual stuff.
Right.
Do higher quality
cool.
audio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this is fun. I love internet broadcasting, and it's entertaining. So it looks like Knucklebones has some people over there. Mystic Butterflies over there. Emerald Rose is over there. It's either Knucklebones. Or what else is there? Whiskey A Go Go, which is, she's just playing like Chris Rock stand up stuff, like recorded stuff. It's like, okay, it's one thing if she like interviewed Chris Rock, but no, she's just kind of like, oh, I have recorded Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Oh, wait, she's got callers now. Okay, cool. Right on. Are you even on BTR anymore?
Yeah, I am. I was on the maiden
page. I'm over at Whiskey A Go-Go. I think she's...
Yeah, I'm just headed over there, too.
All right. You know what? I think I'm going to wrap up my show and go over there and see what's going on over there. Thanks for calling in. I really, really, really appreciate it. And I'll probably be back on again tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we should definitely talk again soon. You know, I'll find
All right.
you on
Well, make sure I get my email on time this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, are you on Facebook or Twitter? Twitter or both?
No,
or do you pay attention
I'm on
to both.
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
Try to blast you.
Okay.
I'll try to blast you. But more than likely, I'll be on the same time tomorrow or today.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, I'll definitely check you out.
All right. I'll check you out, too.
Okay.
All right,
Vince. Thanks, it was good talking to you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Likewise. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, very nice.
There you go. The lovely, the talented, the wonderful. Passion. Wow, I'm just kind of flabbergasted, folks. I'm ready to pass out. This has been another fantastic adventure here on BTR. Thank you, BTR, for letting this thing let's pull this thing off here. Thank you to all my callers, listeners, chatters. We will talk to you again very soon right here on Disorderly Conduct with me, your host, Vince in the Bay. Join me on twitter.com/BTOCCE. Facebook.com/VTOCCE. YouTube.com/VTOCCE. Check out my blog, phantomdonuts.blogspot.com, megaforceonline.blogspot.com, gypsyshitesy.blogspot.com. And vincesvaults.com. That's it from the Bay Area headquarters, broadcasting live. Not anymore on the podcast. Thank you for listening on the podcast. Those of you who check out the archives, here's a big thank you, very nice from me to you.
Thank you, very nice.
You are amazing. I can't believe that people listen to this in the podcast. So this little extended conversation we had there with Passion is just for you. And I'm going to leave you here with the Killers and their age-old question that they pose. Are we human or are we dancer? Right here. A Disorderly Conduct. Thank you. Good night.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human or are we dancers? My sign is vital. My hands are cold and I'm on my
Thank you, very nice.